So in the diagram of the wheel of life, as I was mentioning, this impure, a cycle of suffering arisen from an impure mind, impure actions, and so forth, we can abandon, you know, by improving our wisdom. We can free our mind from the chains of ignorance, delusions, and so forth, and find real mental peace, contentment, joy, and happiness within ourselves. And then we can share that with others. How wonderful. So as I mentioned, many ways to describe samsara. The last one I'll explain briefly, because this is a modern explanation. Venerable Geshe-la gives us. He says, we can understand samsara as the cycle of impure life. So this feels very immediate to me, where impure life means a life controlled by delusions, okay, unpeaceful, uncontrolled minds. If our life is controlled by unpeaceful, uncontrolled minds, then this is, in Buddhism we say, impure life. It's a life filled with problems, unhappiness, suffering. You know. So the cycle of impure life means samsara, one life controlled by delusions after another. So delusions such as desirous attachment, or we can say uncontrolled desire, anger, jealousy, and so forth. Delusions, they always function they interfere with our peace of mind. You know, this is one of the main problems of delusions. Delusions, in reality, have no good qualities, but one of their function is always to harm us. Okay, delusions are bad mental habits. They are in our mind, but they are not an intrinsic part of our mind. We can overcome them through spiritual practice. Only through spiritual practice. There's no other method. You know. Our delusions always interfere with our peace of mind or inner peace, the source of our happiness. And they give rise to physical and mental pain. Okay. So they create the opposite of what we want. Our delusions. They interfere with our inner peace, the source of our happiness, and we want happiness, you know, and they give rise to physical and mental pain, but we don't want pain, you know. So all of our daily problems, unhappiness, pain, so forth, all of our feelings of anxiety, stress, even depression, loneliness, boredom, any bad feeling in the mind necessarily arises when our mind becomes unpeaceful. And our mind becomes unpeaceful because of bad mental habits of delusions. If we had no delusions or bad mental habits, nothing could disturb our inner peace and joy. Nothing and no one, not even death. Okay. Also, when our mind is under the influence of delusion, so all of our daily problems, unhappiness, pain, and so forth, all this comes from delusions like attachment, anger, and so forth. But also, under the influence of delusion, with our mind controlled by delusions, we engage in inappropriate actions, negative actions, harmful actions that cause others to experience problems and suffering. You know, you look in our world, it's I mean, I know that the news is kind of always filled with these things, but even not just necessarily in the news, we can see it even in our own families, in our own community, and so forth, and that people are always, they're always hurting each other, you know? Either physically, mentally, verbally, saying things to hurt one another. Like, why? Why is this happening? Why? Who wants to feel pain? So why are we doing this? Did you know? Why? Because we don't have control over our mind and our actions. You know, the great Buddhist master Shantideva, he said, although living beings wish to be free from suffering, they run straight towards the causes of suffering. And even though they wish for happiness out of ignorance, they destroy their happiness as if it were a foe. This is the problem of an uncontrolled mind. You know? Buddha Shakyamuni said, you should be your own protector. You should not be your own enemy. You know? And what he's encouraging us is to learn to control our mind. Solve our problems through controlling and transforming our mind from negative to positive, from unpeaceful to peaceful, from harmful intention to good intention, like this, from ignorance to wisdom. Because if we have a bad intention, because our mind is disturbed by attachment and hatred, we engage in harmful actions that cause others suffering and problems. We're creating negative karma, and then we experience great suffering in future lives. So our delusions destroy our happiness and cause pain day to day, now, in this life. But then through causing us to create negative karma, they give rise to great suffering in future lives, including the suffering of lower rebirth, you know. Therefore, Buddha is explaining that delusions, unpeaceful, uncontrolled minds, are the source of all of our suffering. And therefore, they are the main object of abandonment of a spiritual life. So this can be, you know, it's wonderful if this is crystal clear in our mind, you know. We are not abandoning our family, our friends. We are not abandoning material conditions that we need for a healthy human life. We're not abandoning our doctors, our medicine that can help, or abandoning activities to make the environment better. You know, we're not abandoning our normal way of life. The real object of abandonment, we're not even abandoning our enjoyments. Well, our real object of abandonment is our delusions. This is the main object of abandonment of a spiritual life, because delusions are the source of all of our suffering. Everybody wants to be free from suffering, but it's very rare to find someone who wants to be free from their delusions. Wanting to be free from suffering, but having no wish to control and transform our mind, is a contradiction. You know, we need to resolve this contradiction. Our wish to be free from suffering must be perfectly aligned with our wish to abandon our delusions, because that's the method. There's no method other than this.